The Guilty, written by David Baldacci and read by Keith Brewer and Orla Cassidy.
Will Roby crouched shadow-like at a window in a deserted building inside a country that was currently an ally of the United States. Tomorrow that could change. Roby had been alone in many vacant buildings in foreign lands over the years, tactically positioned at windows while holding a weapon. One did not normally kill from long distance with a sniper rifle chambered with brain-busting ordnance fired with the aid of world-class optics while people stood around and watched you do it. Roby was and always would be a tactical weapon. Longer-term strategies were the professional domain of others, mostly political types. These folks made good assassins, too, only instead of bullets, they were basically bribed to enact laws by other folks with more money than was good for them. And they harmed a lot more people than Roby ever could. He eyed the street 4 stories below. Quiet. Well, that won't last. Not after I do what I came here to do. A voice spoke in his ear mic. It was a slew of last-minute intelligence, and a verification of all details of the execution plan, which was quite aptly named. Roby absorbed all of it, just as he had so many times in the past. He processed the information, asked a few pertinent questions, and received a standby command. It was all part of the professional equation, all normal, if such things could be, in a situation where the end result was someone's dying violently. He had not set out to kill others on the command of an elite few, yet here he was, part of a false flag unit loosely attached to a clandestine intelligence agency known by its 3-letter acronym that people from Bangor to Bangladesh would instantly recognize. He had come to it by degrees. Initially came the training, where the targets were first paper, then clay, and finally mannequins that bled surprisingly realistic-looking blood, housed in hard packs, stuffed in torsos and heads. Where precisely plastic flesh and Hollywood blood had turned to real flesh and real corpuscles, he couldn't say. It might be that he had subconsciously set aside this most transformative of sequences. It was certainly true that he had never looked back and tried to sort out how he had arrived here. He had pulled triggers and wielded blades and swung fists and fingers, legs and elbows, and even his head in precise motions, and ended the lives of many without questioning the basis for these actions. Official killers who questioned were not popular. In fact, for the most part, they were unemployed, or more likely, dead. Lately, though, he had started asking questions, which was why he wasn't as popular as he used to be with the acronym agency, whose first letter was C and whose last letter was A. The letter in between stood for intelligence, which Roby sometimes thought was seriously lacking there.